It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
10 seconds left. Hamilton fans on at the neutral zone. 5. Out at center ice, Corrali. Couldn't get much on the wrister. Out at center ice it comes. The horn is going to sound. Tuukka Rask gobbled up that last shot from Sebastian Aho. This game is final. The Boston Bruins have taken a stranglehold on the Eastern Conference final. They come into Carolina, win a 2-1 over the Hurricanes. The Bruins now take a 3-0 lead in this series. They've won 6 consecutive games in the playoffs for the first time since 1978. And for the first time all year, Carolina has dropped a playoff game on home ice.
So there's game 3. Game 4 comes your way tonight. We've also talked about this Bruins team. Is it a great Bruins team? It's a great team. Or are they just good circumstances here where all the best teams in the league are blown out and their goalie got hot? And knee-jerk reaction from Maz, of course. Thank you. Way to stay, you know, in character. Was no, this is not a great team.
I mean, you asked me a yes or no question.
I'm damn straight.
So I gave you an answer.
And my knee-jerk would be no to. Like, not a great all-time kind of team. Maybe not even the best team in the league in their given year. But the more I think of it, I think we're going to consider this a great team and a run that, you know, certainly is better than the one that I did consider a great team. The 88-90 Bruins, the Bork, Neely years. This team, I think, blows that team out of the water. I really do. The more you're going to have 3, 4, 5 Hall of Famers on this team, and that team had 2. And that's just what I think's coming. And I think as we go further, I mean, hell, Krejci, Mike, if Krejci plays another 5 years and puts up more numbers and he's a 2-time cup winner, he's going to get consideration. Marchand's going to get consideration. It's too early on guys like Pastrnak and that. They're a little young, or even Marchand, but... Or did I just say Marchand? If Marchand keeps going, he's going to get considered. Bergeron's in. Chara's in. If Rask plays another 5 years at his current numbers,
he'll get in.
He's in.
Especially, I mean, Bergeron could be the first 5-time Selke winner in history. Right?
Bergeron's in on the first ballot, the first 90 seconds. So is Chara.
So the thing, because look, again, people get offended when you do this sort of thing, right?
Bork Neely or Chara Bergeron?
Bork Neely.
Bork Neely.
Okay. I agree. But it's really about Bork more than anything.
Well, again, you know, honestly, if you were to say to me, take Bork off of those teams in the late 80s or, you know, 88, 90.
Well, they don't sniff anything.
No, zero. I mean, he was out there 30 minutes a night.
And again, just look at the other defensemen.
He controlled the game.
Look at the other defensemen on the team. They're second pairs those years. All right, so not to go too far back into it. But that's just how we let off the show.
Yeah, so again, people get offended when you do this sort of thing. And I would tell you that I find this to be one of the more likable teams, but for that very reason, because I feel like they really hit their ceiling and then some. So I give them all the credit in the world for that. And if you want to tell me, you know, a few years down the road that some of these young guys turn into something great, I'll buy that. The thing that makes this unique, they're kind of straddling it. You know, they have these old guys
who are past it. Chara's past it.
And some young guys who aren't there yet.
Right. Chara's past it. Krejci's past it.
I mean, they're really sort of, you know, in transition in a lot of ways. And to be able to get there, you know, gets back to that Sweeney Neely discussion. To be able to pull that off with this group, that's a neat trick. That's hard to do.
Okay, we've got that and the Sharks thing last night. Ed in Marshfield. Hi, Ed.
How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Ed, we're good. What do you got, sir?
Sorry about that.
Okay, Ed, you're not ready to go. You can call us back, all right?
Ed's in a submarine, apparently.
617-779-0985 is your number, Ed. Dave on Cape Cod. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to give you an update on Wagner's injury.
Okay.
He has got a broken forearm. He's done for the year.
Okay, Dave, thank you. Got special sources down there with the Pierre Maguire South Shore Aces. Or
you let him go.
What else do you want to know?
I was going to ask, is it the radius or the ulna?
Yeah, I don't care. You knew that was the case. I mean, you knew that was coming.
I mean, look, you could tell, too, by Cassidy's answer to it after the game. It doesn't look good, right? Like, when does a coach say that right away?
Let me tell you when you knew he was done, when he didn't come back and play. When they don't play, that means something is broken or torn or they're done. They're done. When those hockey players can't play, that means they can't play because something snapped.
I mean, that's an easy one, too, because he went into the locker room. You know what they did? They ran their hand over his forearm, and they said, you have a displaced fracture. Your bone's out of joint. It's out of whack. It's not straight anymore. You're done.
Adam in Rhode Island joins us on the Bruins game tonight. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, yeah. So just real quick, I think the conversation between Bruins teams is maybe a little bit weird because I don't think the 2013 team, Bruins that is, could win in the 2018-19, NHL. So I think the teams are fairly equal. But real quick, Big Jim, you know, to make your hate even stronger for the Sharks is, as a team, their plus minus is 3 right now, and their goal differential is 2.
Wow. Ugh.
So they're basically just scraping by, whereas the Bruins plus minus as a team is 65, and their goal differential is 20.
Okay, so look, I don't think the Bruins are 20 goals better than the Sharks.
Me neither.
Or 65, whatever you said there. I think that has something to do with the level of competition. I think if the Sharks played this Carolina team, they'd wipe the floor with them just like you are.
So I agree with that,
for sure.
The big weakness on San Jose is the goalie.
And Vegas was a cup finalist last year. So let's not, you know, I think they had a little tougher road. But San Jose has gotten some massive, massive breaks from the officials.
I mean, I think you'd have to call it like an all-time series of good breaks at this stage.
And they're all officiating. I'm not even talking about the bounces or anything. Alex Pietrangelo, is he the captain there in St. Louis? Either way, they're big defensemen. He said this after the game, which, I wonder how the players think of it. Go ahead. If you could, please. Alex Pietrangelo.
Yeah, there's a different set of rules for two different teams, so I'm sure they'll lose some sleep tonight after looking at it, but that's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay, different set of rules for two different teams. So, do you think that the league wants the Sharks in the finals?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, again, now, is that directly affecting,
So that's the question, because if this were the NBA,
right,
you'd be, it's inescapable to say that they're giving a big market a break or a superstar a break because they need it for the finals. Hockey typically doesn't play that game, but could they be playing it here?
I doubt it. I just think it's so hard to rig hockey. It's just too hard to rig. Basketball's a little easier. I mean, again, it really comes down to the great player.
Well, how about last night where everyone in the universe can see that's a hand pass and Toronto can get in the guy's ear and simply say you saw it.
Okay, so did the league want Columbus in?
No, I doubt it.
Because the Bruins overcame and won.
Right.
So this is sort of what I'm saying. Now, look, last night's in overtime. That's a big one. And the five-minute major, you can call the five-minute major. Can you predict the 4 goals?
No, you can't.
In the Vegas series?
No, you're right. It's not nearly the same as basketball. But I just wonder. I mean, a Boston-San Jose final is a really lucrative final for them.
Way better.
Boston-St. Louis, not as much, although it's not, you know, if they were playing Edmonton, forget about it. It'd be no question what the league wants.
The league wants San Jose.
Definitely.
Can they orchestrate it? I don't think so.
Not like basketball. You can't.
I don't think they can.
But if ever it smelled like it, that thing last night.
Boy, that was bad.
Devin in Framingham. Go ahead, Devin.
That was bad.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I used to think the NHL had the most integrity in its officiating of the 4 major sports. But after last night, it's a joke. I mean, what were those guys watching? It's not like the Columbus game where the puck went high in the air, you know, towards the black net and they couldn't see it. Like, were they not watching the play? And I think, you know, in this case, they need to have, you know, hold the officials accountable, open them up to the media, let them explain themselves. I mean, because I just don't understand what they're watching. It was the play right in front of them.
Well, so the ref who was right in front of it was behind the net, as he should. He was positioned properly, and he couldn't see it through the net, or the goaltender was blocking him, or a defenseman was blocking him, so he couldn't see it, obviously. But what about the ref outside the zone? What's he looking at? What's he looking at? Is he so maybe he's looking away from the play. Now, what are the two linesmen supposed to do? They sit there with their thumb up their keister? Are they checking out the girls in the stands? I mean, don't you just watch the play? And can't one of the four say, guys, it was a hand pass? And they can. So how that when they say you have eight eyes down there, you have four sets of eyes, how could not one of them have seen it? I that's fine. One guy can miss it, of course. He gets blocked out, he misses it. Bang, bang. How do you explain the other three guys?
You got me.
They're all trying to protect themselves rather than the integrity of the game.
Well, how are you protecting yourself by saying, let's confer, let's huddle, you saw it, what did you see? I mean, baseball's actually gotten better at this.
They have gotten a lot better
Or they did before replay. Now replay takes care of all of it. But there was a time umpires would never confer and overrule each other.
No, it was bad for a long period of time.
Talk about the most outrageous, asinine thing. So the guy at third base could actually see it, actually tell you what the right call was.
And wouldn't say anything.
But he wouldn't say anything because he doesn't want to disrespect the first base umpire. Like, talk about something that is criminal. That's the way it used to be in baseball. Then they got good, those fat turds. After the strike or the lockout, there was some sort of labor thing.
It was the late 90s. It got better.
And they came back and they finally waddled into the middle of the field and would talk to each other about it. And then replay came along, and now it's not even necessary for that.
And they'd share some chicken fingers while they were out.
Fat tubs of lard.
Mozzarella sticks.
Now they waddle. Right. Now they waddle to those headsets and grab a cheese stick while they're doing it. So that, but anyway, hockey, you can absolutely do it. Absolutely. Now, it's the hand pass is not a linesman call, I don't think.
Yeah, but if they screw up so egregiously, they can be suspended for the rest of the playoffs. It's already happened, so they're probably trying to protect
themselves.
Yeah, but
then you waive that.
Murray, my point is that if anyone saw it, they would have overruled the guy. If anyone saw it that clearly, they would have said, you know, Frank, it was a hand pass. I saw it. It was obvious. Even if it was the linesman at the red line, he would have said it. I think they all missed it.
I mean, this is twice in 2 weeks that nobody saw a thing. It's like the Kennedy assassination, for crying out loud, with these guys. It's like nobody saw anything. It's like this is puff of smoke coming out of the crowd. No one knows what happened. The puck goes into the stands in Columbus. Nobody sees it. This guy bats the puck to Nyquist, who gives it to Carlson, who scores. Nobody sees it. Nobody saw anything. Like, and again, the most mind-numbing part of the whole thing, it is both cases were visible on replay. Yeah, but we can't use that. What?
Can't look at it.
Like, it makes no sense. None.
We continue with your thoughts after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Well, did it hit the net?
Yes.
No, it's this day and age. I think it's crazy that the refs don't see it. I think why the league can call, you know, and they're watching the game, right? So, I mean, what if that's an overtime goal? It didn't cost us, but I think it's just funny that, you know, they can look at a lot of other kind of goals and call them back from the offices, so why not that? But, I mean, whatever.
Raph nailed it. What if it's overtime? Well, you saw it last night. Overtime.
Prescient.
in a game that could determine who goes to the Stanley Cup and wins a championship. Everyone in the world can see it, but they're not allowed to look at it. It's just bananas, and he's so right to say, of all the things we can look at, I mean, that offsides against Colorado, not that I saw it in real time. It took me a couple days to catch up, but that is laughable. That thing can be reviewed. That goal comes off, but not the one last night.
No, it's a good strategy if you're building an arena. Put the door down by the faceoff circle.
I mean, just by pure happenstance where the contractor decided to put the door. If he put it just a couple inches to the left, that he's fine. But that just happened to be where the door is. He wasn't involved in the play in any way, shape, or form, and he was still less than an inch offsides. It just happened to be where the door was. If you just, I don't know, if his foot just happened to be an inch to the left, that's not, I mean, it's just so stupid that's reviewed, and that goal comes off the board, but not last night. Ah, it's just insane. Every night, I get another reminder of why replay, it just hasn't worked. Eric in Norwood, what do you got for us?
Gentlemen, I'm just afraid that hockey is going to fall right into the lines of boxing and basketball where, you know, over the years it's climbed and it's become a more and more popular sport. And then this crap happens where, you know, I mean, people are going to look and they're going to say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to watch hockey because it's fake. It's like the other sports out there. It's fixed. You know, I mean, I'm just afraid that, you know, the hockey's at such a great climb that it's just going to take it a few steps back. I just wanted your thoughts on it. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
So... No, because, look, perfect example. NBA draft lottery and the ping pong balls with a highly accredited international accounting firm at the helm of it. Everyone thinks it's fixed. Maz thinks it's fixed. I asked Maz about last night and all the breaks the Sharks are getting from the officials. Is it fixed? Maz says no. I think that encapsulates public opinion. I don't think we look at hockey the way we look at basketball because basketball deserves it. There's some funny business there. Hockey, I don't get nearly the sense. And also, you can't affect it the way... And you nailed it, Maz. You give Giannis Antetokounmpo three fouls in the first quarter, you just ended the game.
Right, completely changes the game.
You send Marchand to the box a couple times in the first period. That doesn't really tip the scales.
No,
it hurts, but it doesn't end the game. And you can give the Sharks a five-minute major in the third period of Game 7 for a push... They still have to score those four goals. So it's just much harder to do in hockey.
I mean, look at the Bruins are perfect evidence or perfect argument for this. They played without McAvoy. You say, well, what about if you suspend a player, throw him out of the game? The Bruins win the game without McAvoy. Well, okay, what about you call penalties in the game, give a team a 5-on-3? Carolina had that in the first period of the last game. They didn't score. Like, I just think it's hard to fix. And on top of all of that, unless you get the goalie in the bag, the goalie's different. The goalie can let it all
kind of course.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's it. That's the only way you could fix hockey is if you have the goalie in the back.
Yes. So what should concern you isn't that the NHL is fixing it for the Sharks. It's that God is. The hockey god. The Lady Luck, hockey gods, Destiny's Darlings, that thing with the Sharks. At some point, you have to throw your hands up and say, well, it's their year because... The hockey gods want it or something because it's starting to add up with that team.
Sometimes you just have to accept that it's scripted, just like I did with the Red Sox last year.
Nick,
you just have to accept the reality.
Go ahead, Nick. What do you got?
Okay, so this has to do with the layoff you guys were talking about, how the Bruins might be off for 11 days. Over the last 25 years, you've had six Stanley Cup finals where one team has played a conference final that was two games longer than the conference final their opponent played. And of those six finals, the team that has played the longer series is 6-0.
So I understand. So they should lose tonight purposely?
No, not purposely, but if they sweep, I think that should scare you with the Sharks coming in hot with the Bruins iced for a few weeks.
So, Nick, I understand.
I agree.
I mean, there are numbers that support that.
I agree. I just don't think you can throw it.
You can't. Talk about now the hockey god already wants San Jose. Now you're going to piss off that guy by now purposely tanking games because of some Fakakta, track record like that? No, now you really piss him off.
I mean, so that's one of those things you say, okay, let the series run to six. Okay? What if in game five you lose Marchand?
Yeah. No.
Right? I mean, that's just stupid. You can't do it that
not
way.
Not a serious consideration.
No, you just got to win out. You got to win out and do whatever you can.
Close them out and hope that San Jose and St. Louis beat the bag out of each other. And if that's the case, then San Jose will come off three straight seven-game series. They'll be hot, for sure. They'll be, you know, they'll be in the flow. But will they also be beat to crap? Scott and Weymouth on this Bruins team. Go ahead, Scott.
What's up? Here we go, real quick. First of all, this talk of – I'm going to get to my point in a second. This talk of fixing the game to the NHL wants, that's child's play. Cut the BS. These are two teams of 27-year-old kids who want that cup more than a guy in the desert wants a cup of water. So put that aside. That's junk talk. Now, listen, this may not be the best Bruins team in history, but I'll tell you one thing. It may be the best chemistry I've ever seen. It's palpable. You can feel it. They feel like winners. And this Sharks Blues series is going to go seven. I have no idea which way it's going to go. If I had to bet, I'd take San Jose. And that is going to be one heck of a series. San Jose's never won the Cup. Neither has St. Louis. Either way, it's going to be interesting. Factor in the Joe Thornton, and we got some entertainment.
Yeah, okay? San Jose is much more entertaining. They just play a more entertaining game. They have more entertaining characters. They've got about four or five players that you can identify with and hate or like or respect or whatever. They've got personality, and they've got layers, and they've got – San Jose is an interesting club. San Jose is just good with a good rookie goalie. They play a grindy game in the corners and big defensemen, and not nearly as interesting and not as identifiable. This Bruins team is character. Chemistry, again, I always put character over chemistry. I know that's parsing words a little bit, but I always think that's more important. They're competitive and resilient, and I don't know if they like each other or not, but they're those first two things for sure.
I mean, I think the 2011 team had those things too.
No question.
So, Scott, you know, that 2011 team, Scott forgets. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the one at the moment, and I'm not dumping on these guys because they're a likable team. They play together. They play for each other. They do all of that. But the 2011 had all of that and more talent, I think.
Carl in Shrewsbury. Hi, Carl.
Hey, I don't know if you guys watched the first period last night of that game, but when the Sharks were up 2-0, the Blues were dumping it out of their own end and threw it up into the netting by about 20 feet.
Saw that.
And missed Bill Thornton's stick by about, I don't know, 6 inches to a foot.
They missed
it. Thornton was arguing then for a penalty, and they could have put the game away then, but the refs missed that call too.
So that's another one. We're going to review these for Kakta offsides, but the chucking the puck into the stands, which is a weak rule to begin with, they don't look at. And there was. It was in the corner, and whoever it was, blatantly, I mean, it wasn't even close, clearly over the boards, clearly didn't hit Thornton's stick, and it was obvious the first time you saw it on replay, and they don't look at it. It's like, but we're going to look at the guy going in the door? A centimeter inside the blue line, because that's where the contractor put the door? No, it's just, it's bananas.
He didn't even follow the blueprint.
And by the way, I don't even like the replay. I mean, I don't even like the way they call offsides. Offsides should not be so closely called. You want more goals, you want more offense. The blue line is there to avoid cherry picking. That's it. They just don't want you cherry picking. Okay, that's, to me, the spirit of the blue line. You shouldn't be down there on one knee, you know, plumbing it, trying to look right clear down the line. And then if you miss it by a centimeter, go look at it for 10 minutes on replay. That's, if it's close enough, it's close enough. They should call, in my world, my hockey league, calls the blue line like they do the red line. Close enough. If you're in the shadow of the red line, it's not icing. If your follow through comes over the red line, we'll give it to you. Keep playing. And that's what I want the offsides to be. You're just not allowed to camp in front of the net when the other team's on the whole other side of the ice. That's all. That's all that line's there for.
I mean, the one that I love, too, is that you have to be in contact with it.
And that, too. Like why?
So
like why?
If your back foot is, you know, an inch off the ground, but it's over the blue line, that's still offside?
Why is it?
I mean, to me, that's stupid.
Oh, my God, for a league starving for goals.
They don't want you going over the line like this with an arm dragging behind you.
Like, no, it should be your feet. Okay, if your feet are, you know, on the same plane as the blue line, whether they're in contact with it or not, that should be perfectly fine.
I mean, they should, I think they need to change the whole way they call offsides, never mind putting it to replay, where you're really, you know, talking about centimeters here.
I mean, because there are plenty of guys on that offside play that drag their leg anyway and make sure their foot's on the ice. So what's the freaking difference?
Meanwhile, the guy in the Sharks last night basically picks up the puck with his hand and it tosses it to Erik Karlsson for the goal, and they don't look at that.
No, he's playing volleyball. He just batted it right over to him. There you go.
Okay, we're mostly hockey. It's a
bump,
hockey.
Set, spike.
It's a hockey day. We do have a Patriots minute coming for you up next. We want to just give you some developing opinions off our Wick Grosbeck interview from yesterday. So those will be two sort of breakup topics, but we'll be hockey all day long. You can stay with us, join us on any of those other things as well. We'll start all that after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Patriots Minute. I haven't talked about them in a couple days. Didn't get your thoughts on the Jamie Collins signing. Let's start with that. Jamie Collins, back to the Pats. Your thoughts?
Look, I like it. I told you. To me, I'll take any sort of athletic linebacker they can get. And I know that, you know, there were problems with Collins here at the end. I was never totally in favor of them getting rid of him. I like the athletic linebackers. I think you need him in this day and age. So you want to tell me you want to add Jamie Collins as a depth guy and a more athletic guy to that linebacking core? I'm in.
I always thought he was wildly overrated, but very athletic, like Maz said. So fine, bring him in as far as depth is concerned. But it's funny you mentioned Maz there. You know, that one of the reasons he was, you know, he traded in the first place, you heard about how he was freelancing, and you know, maybe he just didn't get it here. Heard that a lot from the cabal of those who cover the team. Oh, I follow many of them on Twitter. I certainly didn't see a lot of that after that signing yesterday in my feed. I really refresh. I'll scroll through again. Is Bill Belichick wrong to bring back Jamie Collins because he was right to trade him in the first place because he freelances so much? No, still don't see it. No, huh. Interesting.
The syndicate has his back on this one?
Oh, for sure. You knew that was going to happen.
What did Chauncey call him again? How am I blanking on the...
The cartel?
The cartel.
Yeah. I just found that kind of cute. That's all.
Oh, it's totally inconsistent. I mean, again, like, you know, everybody will sing Belichick's praises, will say, yeah, they were good to get rid of him the first time. It was smart because he was freelance and he wasn't with the program. Yeah, he's back. I love Collins. Bill Smart. You know what this comes down to? The reality is the Patriots didn't like him at the time because the price was going up.
Yeah.
They couldn't sign him. Now the price has come down. They like him again. So, like, the fans can make all the excuses they want. They can buy all the freelance crap. And the Patriots got that machine humming, don't they? Like, they, and I use the word smear lightly. Because they don't smear like the Red Sox do, where it's about, you know, pills and affairs and all that kind of stuff. It's just that the guy isn't totally with the program on the field. Nonetheless, they do take little jabs at a guy on his way out the door. Malcolm Butler's peeking into the backfield. Jamie Collins is freelancing. And everybody eats it up. Now he comes back and he isn't freelance anymore? That's not a concern?
No, he nipped that in the bud.
For the people who, like, are totally in the Patriots camp on this all the time, whether you're media or a fan, it's the money, stupid. It's the money. That's what it is. They like him at one number. They don't like him at another. It's that. That's it. It's plain and simple.
Okay, so item number two. And he should help the defense. Go ahead.
The other thing that I do find interesting about this is that he played with Mayo, and now Mayo's back as a coach.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that is a factor. Like, Mayo can get through to him, and maybe other people can't. And so they say, well, now that Mayo's on the staff, we're willing to bring it. Like, I do wonder if there was a little disconnect there between him and Bill, whether Mayo's a factor.
Yeah, maybe so. I just like the speed on passing downs. You lose Trey Flowers, big loss, but between Michael Bennett, the kid you drafted from Michigan, this guy, you know, it's Van Noy still there, good pass rusher situationally. Like, you can still get to the quarterback. I think they got enough there. But the more important point is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Jamie Collins is here. It doesn't matter if Jamie Farr is here. You know who Jamie Farr is?
Yeah. Yeah.
The actress?
Radar. Klinger.
Give me another Jamie.
Well, I thought you were going to say if Jamie Collins or Joan Collins.
It doesn't matter if Jamie Collins is here. It doesn't matter if Joan Collins is here.
Tom Jamie
Collins.
Moyer?
It doesn't matter if it's Jamie Moyer, Jamie Farr.
Jamie Foxx.
Or Ivaka Collins. It doesn't matter. Because you're still playing in the AFC and you're still playing in the AFC East. Where your chief rival, and I put that in air quotes, fired their GM yesterday or the day before, whatever, because... What? Why? I didn't even bother reading it. It's too depressing. But he wanted the running back. The new coach, who's done absolutely nothing in this league, didn't want him. So now there's some power struggle between a guy who you trusted to build your franchise for the last, whatever, 4 years, and some schmuckola nobody coach who's done nothing in this league as a coach. Somehow there's a power struggle. How is there a power struggle?
When neither one of them has power?
When neither of them know what they're doing.
And correct me if I'm wrong, too. Wasn't some of the talk when they were maybe sniffing around Mike McCarthy is that the reason they didn't want to hire him was because they didn't want to give him GM duties, too? Because they already had McCagnan in play, so they weren't going to do that. So they end up firing him anyway, and they give it to Adam Gase, who stinks?
So this is what I'm driving at. The Jets yesterday fired Mike McCagnan, their GM, ostensibly over one of them wanted Bell, one of them didn't. Or what? I don't
Correct.
Even know.
Gase didn't want Bell.
Yeah, according to Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News, McCagnan wanted him. That's why he signed him. Gase never wanted Le'Veon Bell.
And so you side with the new coach who coached Miami to like 7 straight 8-8 years? I mean, I'm just exaggerating, obviously, but whatever. It's like, how do you have a power struggle with those two, and how do you side with the guy that just got here 5 minutes ago who hadn't done anything?
Only the Jets.
And so they blow out the GM. Now they give this creepy Adam Gase the GM title. And they trade that linebacker, who I thought was pretty good. I liked. I guess I'm not watching it closely enough. Darren Lee, who they drafted in the first round, high, just a couple of years ago. I liked him.
Yeah, he was freelancing.
They trade him for a sixth-round pick. Sixth-round pick for a first-round pick that actually worked, I thought. I don't know. Maybe I just don't watch it closely enough. Don't hold me to it. But so Jamie Collins, good. I think it'll help.
Does it really matter?
Does it really matter? And now here's the other item with the Jets. Scott Pioli, out of nowhere, says he
stepped down as the assistant GM of the Atlanta Falcons today. You have this essentially
to pursue other opportunities.
Yeah, this is essentially you have an opening with the Jets because it's just interim for Gase right now. That would be kind of interesting if he went there.
Is there any follow-up rumor mongering on that?
No. That was just what I said, during a commercial break.
The timing is... You just can't beat the timing.
I like Murray's rumor mongering. I mean, if Pioli goes to the Jets, who's he going to hire as his defensive coordinator, Mangini?
So that's
Fredo.
Because, Mangini is sleeping with the fishes still to this day, is dead to Bill for that. Scott and Bill close, that relationship is still good. Will it still be if Scott goes and takes that Jet job?
No way.
It's over?
Oh, Bill will be pissed.
It's over?
Oh, he'll be pissed.
I don't know. All that time, it's not like he's leaving the Patriots to go to the Jets. It may be Scott's last chance to be a GM in this league. So Bill is going to expect you.
You think he called and got his blessing first?
Yes, I do. Like, and we're just assuming, we're just playing. I have no idea if Scott's, his other opportunities are the Jets or the NFL Network or, basket weaving. I have no idea.
He's going to go into real estate.
I have no idea what his other opportunities are, but it just feels natural. If Scott wants to be a GM again, what if this is his last chance to be a GM? Does he have to turn the job down and never be a GM again just because Bill has a hair across his ass for the Jets? Is that fair?
No, totally not fair. Since when is Bill fair?
At some point, take the job. It's about if Scott's not going to get another crack and this is it, then he's got to take the job. And Bill shouldn't be a dink to him for it. Come on.
I bet you probably called him to make sure it was all right first.
For sure. For sure he did, knowing what's happened to Mangini. Who sleeps with the fishes, Maz.
Oh, seriously, though. Yeah. I mean, Bill, I think, had his name erased from all Patriots records.
All right. So there's your Patriots minute. There's one other football item. There's been chatter here the last couple of days after that fabulous NBA draft lottery with all the drama and all the intrigue. Should the NFL do the same thing? Should they have a draft lottery? I'm going to follow up on that, and we'll get to our Wick Grosbeck follow-up thoughts in our long commercial-free segment next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5. The
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
It's complete nonsense. It's complete clickbait. It's Mazz saying, listen to me, I want to go viral. You know, and I love you, Mazz, but it's just complete nonsense.
Okay, but do you understand? There are a large portion of your fans, NBA fans, maybe the majority of NBA fans, Wick, who don't think it's on the up and up. So whether it is or not, put that to the side.
It's nowhere near a majority. I mean, listen, I have no problem going back and forth, and I think it's all in good fun, and it's a game after all, but we all take it seriously. But I bet you if you really, I mean, I think we had a bad referee a decade ago and went to jail, and that's serious stuff. But the lottery being rigged is, or anybody, they wouldn't have given the guy to a small market. They would have given it to New York or L.A., whatever. I just don't think it's even close, and I think it's probably 4% of people think that.
Wick, think the NBA draft lottery is rigged? We put it to the people of Boston via our Felger and Mazz Twitter poll. Jimmy, final results, please.
11,204 votes. 66% say yes, the NBA lottery is fixed.
11,000 votes. That might be like the biggest poll we've ever gotten.
Well, that's a, speak for yourself. That is, that is a massive sample. That is
huge.
That is beyond presidential polling. That is a huge sample. Okay, they're all the same kind of guy. I'm not telling you we got a very diverse audience there, but
so it's they're with us. They're the smart people.
Yes, 11,000 exactly. 11,000 response. 66%. You said.
Yep, 66% of 11,000 plus voters.
So it's not. It's
Wick
not,
said like 4%.
He said 4.
It's a little low.
It ain't 4. Do you still think it's fixed, Mass?
Yep.
Yeah, I do too.
Do you want to give me your last bit of evidence quickly?
Yeah. Thanks to a listener who emailed in today. I would like to read from you from a Wikipedia page site called the Hot Lotto Fraud Scandal involving Eddie Tipton. Eddie Raymond Tipton, former information security director of the American Multi-State Lottery Association, confessed to rigging a random number generator that he and two others used.
Ping pong ball machine?
In multiple cases against multiple cases of fraud against state lotteries.
What year?
2017.
Oi. So wow. Recently. And this was it a ping pong ball machine?
Random number generator.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't
How
say.
How do you randomly generate the numbers?
So I don't know if it was ping pong balls. But I'm telling you, if you can do it there, you can do it here.
If you can rig a state lottery, you can rig a league's draft lottery.
Yeah, but they didn't have Ernst & Young, Felger. They didn't have Ernst & Young that was overseeing the random number generator.
Random number generator. Sounds like Felger and Maz math if I ever heard of it. So you still believe it's fixed? The majority of people think it's fixed.
Yep.
Okay. Should the NFL have a draft lottery?
No.
Yes.
No. Why do you say yes?
I like it.
Oh, stop it.
I
do. What, because you want more drama? That's why they would want it. Ooh, it's something else we can sell and get more eyes on it.
Yes. So, it'd be good business.
Yeah, F off.
I'll tell you the other thing is I generally...
They look at it and say, oh, we can rig it too. As they curl their evil mustaches. That's the only reason they'd be interested in the damn thing.
Okay, as opposed to who rigging it? The Indianapolis Colts? So they can suck for luck?
Yeah, fine.
Like, but this is my point. Anything that would take out the human element of people trying to manipulate a system, I'm for. I'm for, because people suck. That's why. And people will always find little ways to get around the rules to benefit themselves. And so if that means a lottery so that you don't know who the number one pick is going to be, then I'm for it. And just quickly.
Do you think tanking is a bad problem in football?
No, I don't. I don't.
I don't either. The Colts example is blatant. Like, that was a blatant example of it. But even the last couple of years, they sucked for luck. But this great quarterback draft the last couple of years, were teams blatantly tanking? Like, in fact, didn't a couple of them win a game at the end of the year they shouldn't have?
Yep.
I'm not telling you it doesn't happen. It does. And the Colts certainly did it the Andrew Luck year. Absolutely. But it's not like basketball became a joke.
No, but the sports are different. In basketball, you get that guy, everything changes, right? But I'll tell you what, even in football, like, I'm also a believer, though, that, you know, if you get the number one pick one year, you shouldn't be able to get it. You know, they should put in lottery mechanisms that you can't do any better than five the next.
Here's what I think they should, Murray, just because if I were them, I would do it. Not that I care about their money or their bottom line, but they're missing a business opportunity there. An NFL draft lottery would be bananas. Be huge business. You can imagine the TV show you could do for that.
Sell the crap out of it.
And the ratings you would get for that. I mean, just the freaking combine, you know, draws numbers. Never mind the draft lottery.
So do you only do non-playoff teams?
No, I don't know. To me, I do anything that has... To me, it's just about generating revenue off the TV show. So four teams, six teams, eight teams. I don't know.
Eight's a good number.
Two teams. I mean, all you need is a show. And a reason. So six teams, eight teams, something like that. And that's the lottery. I mean, if you wanted to make it interesting, they would never do it. Anyone who doesn't make the playoffs is in the lottery. And they would never do it because that doesn't really help competitive balance, because the really bad teams then were going to get left to the side. But that would be really fascinating, where you have teams who are in that 7-8. You know, they're 6-7 going into last week of the year. And if they win that game in week 17, they're 8-8 and they have a chance for the last wild card. So do you go for the last wild card? Or do you lose it to be in the NFL draft lottery to have a chance for
whoever? Yeah, and that's where things are going to get a little bit screwed up, because you'll have teams purposely missing out on the playoffs if they could squeak in. There's been enough change in the NFL. I'm good. Leave it the way it is.
I say just the bottom eight. Maybe even the last place team from each division. Something like that.
All right, so there were just a couple more quick follow-ups here from Wick. Jimmy Stewart had a thought on Kyrie Irving's future based off of one of the things that Wick Grosbeck said. Here's that sound. Annie Ainge said at one point during the regular season that your relationship with Kyrie Irving is an engagement, not a marriage. So I ask you, is the engagement still on as far as you know?
I'm not going to comment on, as I said, emailing you guys before, really not going to talk about specific guys except in real generalities. Kyrie's given us 2 years of strong effort. He's going to decide what he's going to do down the road. He hasn't commented publicly, so I'm going to respect that.
Okay. Jimmy, what did you read into that?
Given us? It sounds like past tense to me. I mean, is Kyrie Irving such a sensitive little bitch that the owner of the team can't say, of course we'd love to have Kyrie Irving back? Is that what we're at with him?
So, yes. The answer to that question is yes. That they are so afraid of him and how he responds to anything that they are afraid of even saying we'd love to have him back. But let me ask Tufts over here. Has given us. Is that technically past tense?
No, and it's technically true, because the 2 years are over. It doesn't mean there aren't more years coming.
I mean, he didn't say he gave us.
Right.
That's past tense.
Right.
Has given us is past plural, blah, 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 something.
I don't know if it's like
past possessive.
Perfect,
right, exactly.
Honestly, I was brutal with that. I never knew any of that.
Baloney. You knew it at one time. You were smart.
No, honestly, I was always bad with the tenses.
Go ahead.
I'm not kidding. I why would I lie to you? I'm good at math.
Go.
Okay. I think he was just speaking the truth. The 2 years here, he's given us maximum effort. which honestly, I think he stretched a little. I think there are times.
It's true.
Okay, again, and I understand what he's doing, and I don't expect that any owner would come out and say, well, he's given us, you know, okay effort over 2 years. He's not going to say that. So I'm not blaming him for it. But the way he said it, I just took as, so far, the 2 years we've had him here, he's given us the effort we wanted. And not without commenting at all on whether it will continue or not. I didn't take it that way.
So I did.
Well, I was going to say, Jimmy, despite whatever that technical tense is, you felt it was past tense.
Yep, 100%. And that's what he gave us. And by Kyrie, see you in New York.
So I will say that when he initially said it, it also crossed my mind. But when I heard it again, I didn't think that it was what Jimmy thought.
Thank you.
So I don't think Jimmy's necessarily wrong to think that way.
Thank you.
I mean, who the hell knows? Do they think they're getting him back?
I mean, I all understand him saying, I don't want to talk about specific players because if I say one thing about one guy, then you draw conclusions about others, and so I'm just not going to go there at all. I understand that. But
you can't say, yeah, we'd love to have Kyrie Irving back. He's a great NBA player, and just pump his tires.
Here's what I know, is that he definitely did not say this. So, I can infer more by what he didn't say. And he easily could have said this. We were disappointed in our year. It didn't go the way we wanted, but we like our group, and we're going to try and, because they all call them groups now. We like our group, and we're going to do whatever we can to bring them back. And now you're not singling out any player. You're not singling out anything. You're just saying, we had some ups and downs, but we like our group. We like the direction, and we want to bring back as many as we can. And that is a boilerplate common thing for anyone to say. And I thought he was going to. When we set up the interview and he was coming on yesterday, I thought I was going to get that. He wouldn't specify this guy or that guy, but generically speaking, we still like our team. We like this group. We want them back. He did not say that. He said just the opposite. We're spending the next 2 weeks going over every guy on the roster. I got two guys, meaning Danny and Brad, who are going to look at every guy in the roster, and then we're meeting in 2 weeks, and we're going to decide. And he is clearly saying there's guys who are out. And that was my sort of takeaway.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.